program, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Your calls are primary if you make them. Otherwise, we start things out with a story from the New York Times. Now, up until this point, Mark, we've pretty much seen the increases in the security state coming as more things happen around the world. More violence, international terrorism occurs. For instance, if a bomb goes off in the United Kingdom, then that, for some reason, gives the New York City Police Department an excuse to crack down even further. That's what we've seen. We've sort of seen things happening in another country, and that giving the United States government at least a reason to go out and tighten things down, bring more police into the streets.
It seems to be the pattern.
Right. Well, now they're not even bothering using anything as an excuse anymore. Now they're just upping the security level because they can. Because they know Americans are going to take it. They know there's nothing Americans are really going to be able to do about it. If they don't like it, what can they do? I mean, what can you do? You can't stop them. They're going to go and they're going to put their troops in the streets, or in this case, in the subway. In fact, according to the New York Times, in the first counterterrorism strategy of its kind in the nation, first, not necessarily the last, roving teams of New York City police officers armed with automatic rifles and accompanied by bomb-sniffing dogs will patrol the city's subway system daily, beginning next month, said officials. Under a tactical plan called Operation Torch, the officers will board trains and patrol platforms, focusing on sites like wherever, and they give you a bunch of locations in New York City. Officials said the operation would begin in March. Financing for the program would be funneled to the police department. It will come from a pool of up to $30 million, taken from $153 million in new federal transit grants to the state. Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and Governor Elliot Spitzer announced the grants at a news conference on Friday at Grand Central Terminal, where the police commissioner outlined his plans to add a layer of security to the city's 24-hour transit system. Mr. Kelly, the bureaucrat, planned to heighten security and monitor the subway system that carries nearly 5 million people a day along 656 miles of tracks, reflects the city's continuing concerns about a possible attack. After the September 11th terrorist attack, police patrols increased in the subways, particularly at the entrances to 16 underwater tunnels. As terrorists have hit rail systems around the world, the police in New York have reacted with strategies tailored to thwart similar attacks. For instance, after the bombings of three trains and a bus in London in 2005, police officials in New York took steps to protect the city's subways, including random inspections of train riders' backpacks and packages, a program that continues today, and we reported on that when it started. New York remains at the top of the terrorist target list, said the bureaucrat, and mass transit remains a concern because it's been targeted many times around the world. There have been several thwarted plots against New York's subway system as well, so they claim. Each team in the operation will comprise of a bomb-sniffing dog. And I wonder, you think those dogs sniff for drugs, too? Nah, they wouldn't. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert about that. They may only train the bomb-sniffing dogs to sniff for bombs, but could they train them for drugs, too?
I don't see why you couldn't train a dog to look for both bombs and drugs at the same time. I can't see any reason why it wouldn't.
And this is going to give them an extra reason to harass people if the dog takes notice of someone who happens to be walking by it, whether or not they've got bombs or drugs or whatever. If the dog takes notice of that person, they're going to pull them aside and they're going to search them. I mean, that's going to be their probable cause, is that the dog's interested in you, buddy. We're going to have to search you now. You could be a terrorist. So there's going to be one bomb-sniffing dog.
Could just have some Cheetos in your pocket.
There will be six officers, a dog handler, and a sergeant, and
this happened to me, by the way, when I was going through the it was customs into the United States from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They decided that I was, I was profiled in some way or another, pulled me over. They ran a dog through through the vehicle, and, well, it ate my Cheetos.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Did they get, did they reimburse you for that?
No, I was just happy to get away. Just let me away from you and your Cheeto-eating Springer Spaniel.
So you'll have the bomb-sniffing dog, you'll have a dog handler, you'll have a sergeant, and you'll have four officers from the emergency service unit who will be outfitted in heavy, bullet-resistant vests and Kevlar helmets and will carry automatic weapons, either an M4 rifle or an MP5 submachine gun. Is this scary to anybody but me? Am I the only one here, Mark? Is this kind of frightening, the idea that you're going to have a team of six squatties walking around in full Kevlar helmet and armor carrying automatic weapons in the subway with an attack dog?
I don't like it.
The officers will work in shifts of 12 hours to provide as much coverage of the subway system as possible. Officers with high-powered rifles have patrolled sensitive sites above ground in New York, like the Empire State Building, and have guarded subway entrances after attacks in other cities, but have never made daily patrols. This sounds like it might require an increase in the budget for the police department as well. It sounds like you might have to hire some more goons.
Well, if you have to hire more people, that means that there's more promotions. The bureaucrat that has more people under them is, the more powerful bureaucrat. You heard Rudy Giuliani's commercial during when he was running for president here recently. He said New York government's the third or fourth largest government in the world. And
that's something to be proud of.
Well, but he claimed that was something to claim. Yeah. I am a very qualified man to be president. I have been in charge of one of the third or fourth largest governments in the world, or something like that.
Michael Balboni, the state's deputy secretary for public safety, said that since May, National Guardsmen armed with automatic rifles have patrolled the platforms of the PATH train system in New York and New Jersey. So, hey, this is no big deal. Once again, Mark, it's the old excuse of, well, we're already doing it over here. We've already got these armed goons with their dogs and their automatic weapons and their Kevlar. They've already been patrolling the PATH train system in New York and New Jersey, so we're just going to expand it to the entire subway at this point. Thank goodness I don't live in New York City or Los Angeles, because it really seems to be the testing grounds for all these new police state tactics. And if you don't think this will expand out from here, well, you're fooling yourself. Mr. Balboni says that having heavily armed city officers routinely patrol the subways was an important first step. Huh. So they've been searching people's bags on a random basis for 2 years now. Now they're putting goon squads, roving squads with a dog and Kevlar machine guns to walk around the subways and harass people. And that's the first step, huh? Well, what else can they do exactly? I don't think like a control freak, so sometimes this is hard for me to figure out. I mean, sometimes I can put myself into their mindset, but I mean, what else can you do? You can't search everybody because that'll slow things down too much. That would be going too far.
It's difficult to know where they're going to go next. The best way to do that is to look around the world, look at the police tactics, policing tactics that they use in other countries. And
yeah, what's Israel do, for instance?
Yeah, imagine what they can do here. Well, Singapore, there's lots of places that are, pretty heavy police states. So they often take a page out of that playbook and go by that. And the government benefits here by, they're dangling something. They dangle something in front of the public. That thing that they're dangling is security. Now, security in and of itself is an abstract concept. You cannot be secure. You're more likely to get struck by lightning in the United States than to have to deal with a terrorist attack. And that's since 1990. Okay, since 1990, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than have to deal with a terrorist attack. So
every year, cumulatively, you're more likely to hit by lightning.
Right. It's silly to think that security is something that the government can provide. It's nigh impossible to defend against someone who's willing to give their own life, do something crazy, walk in with a bomb strapped to them, or with even with a machine gun, full of cyanide bullets in it, and start capping people off because they don't care. They are men that intend to die, so they can do anything.
And I think it's important that you brought that up, because this roving team of cops isn't going to stop those people either. If you're armed up with a bomb strapped to your chest and you're ready to go into the subway to take some people out, it's not going to really matter too much to you whether you actually make it onto the subway car. And there's a chance you can still make it on it, because, again, these guys are just going to be roving around.
Right. If you go at the right time of day, it's better to get the people standing on the platform than it is to get to the subway car anyway, simply because there's more people on the platform.
So if you've got a bomb strapped to you and this goon squad approaches, you're going to see the dog coming. You're going to see this squad of guys.
All praise Allah. Boom.
Yeah, you just set off early. This is going to do nothing at all to stop terrorism, which, of course, isn't even happening here in this country right now. But it makes you wonder, what's this really all about? Is it conditioning? We'll come back with more.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartoonic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no. But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes. When I come back, I'll name names.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features we give away. So enjoy those on us, and those features do include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed, and it's completely free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Just a little bit more on this story out of New York City. They are planning, starting next month, a new operation. It's going to be called Operation Torch, where officers that will be armed with fully automatic rifles as well as bomb-sniffing dogs. In fact, they'll be traveling in teams of six, fully outfitted in Kevlar, including helmets as well as vests.
You know, they always pick these very manly, destructive-sounding names for these Operation Torch. You know, why isn't it Operation Little Pink Tutu? I mean, why?
Then people would laugh at the police, Mark.
It's so testosterone-charged. Yeah. Somebody's going to get torched.
I love the worshipful picture that goes along with this story from the New York Times. And if you want to see it for yourself, we'll post it later on the BBS with the show prep. But the picture is taken from below. You've got three of these decked-out cops carrying weapons. And, you know, they've got their Kevlar and their packs on and their weapons and their helmets. And it's taken from about as low a vantage point as you possibly can. Now, one of the things that you learn in photography class is that when you photograph something from underneath, it looks larger. It looks larger than life. It looks looming. It is very intimidating. It's more likely to intimidate, to look powerful. Whereas if you take something from straight on, well, that's just, you know, straight on, eye to eye. You're sort of on an equal level with that person. And if you take a picture of something from above, it's as though you're looking down on someone, as though they're small, that they're weak, they're insignificant. That's general. I mean, it's a general statement about how you take photographs. So they tried to make these cops look about as towering and as intimidating and important as they possibly could with this story, which is in no way critical of this plan by the New York Police Department, which is going to, by the way, cost another $30 million, which is federal money, by the way, so you and I are actually paying for this. Federal money is going to this. Federal transit money is going to pay for New York Police Department activities in the subway, where they're going to be roaming around with a bomb-sniffing dog, inevitably harassing people they don't like. Now, they claim that this random search program that they have is, oh, it's totally random. But you and I both know, when it comes to cops, some cops have, oh, I don't know, a particular ethnic group that they might want to pick on.
Sometimes they do.
Maybe they want to pick on a certain gender more than another.
Or maybe they don't like people that dress in a certain way, have long hair,
hippies.
Or wear, particular studs in their noses.
Right.
I don't like goth kids.
So they'll get picked on.
Or, sports guys used to pick on me in school, so I'm going to go after anybody who's wearing a jersey. I mean, people have their prejudices.
Right.
I do, too. But to give someone power over other people when they do have these prejudices can be dangerous.
So this story is disturbing enough, just considering the fact that they're going to be doing this, walking these cops around in the subway platforms. But what's really most disturbing is, and you touched on this, Mark, is that these teams won't stop any terrorism from happening. Anybody that's wired to blow is just going to blow themselves up if they see these guys coming close to them. So therefore, it seems to me that the purpose of this, whether this is overt or not on the part of the government, I don't know. But the results are certainly going to be this, and it may be the purpose. But the results are going to be that Americans are going to become more accustomed to seeing armed police, heavily armed police, and heavily decked out police in their daily lives. They're going to become accustomed to this. They've already seen it in the airports, for instance. And now they're going to be seeing it to a much larger extent, because the only time you saw guys with automatic weapons in the airports was immediately after 9/11 and during certain security procedures. TSA people they're not carrying weaponry for the most part. So this is really going above and beyond what we're even seeing in the airports, which are pretty darn locked down police state. So again, is this conditioning? Is this getting the American people, the New Yorkers, prepared for seeing the police everywhere they go and being completely normal with the idea that the cops are going to be everywhere all the time with this attire and this demeanor?
Well, when I was in New York City, we saw that we were on the steps of some building that George Washington was sworn in.
We were by Wall Street.
Yeah, Wall Street. And they had cops out there with machine guns, and they didn't have the face masks on. I think the masks were up, or they just had the helmets. I can't
remember.
Yeah,
they had helmets.
They had definitely black helmets. They were all blacked out in soldier garb.
That's what these guys are going to be in the subway.
If they're standing out there on Wall Street, why couldn't they be standing out there in Grand Central, in Grand
right.
Central? Well, they can stand out anywhere. I don't see any reason. I think that, this is it. At this point, Americans are fine or at least New Yorkers are fine with police standing out in soldier-type garb. Now, I think for it to be a police state, the police have to abuse their power.
They always abuse their power.
Well, they don't always abuse their power. They abuse their power enough that you and I are sensitive to it, but not enough that the average American is sensitive to it. Mm. We see it because we read the stories on the air every single night. The average American isn't confronted by the police.
Well, the respectables
overstepping
aren't.
Their bounds.
The respectables aren't. I don't know about the average American, but
the media sources don't report this stuff in the same way.
Yeah.
That when somebody says, you know, when you say police abuse, people think of Rodney King. That was 15 years ago or something like that. Media sources don't report police abuses on, you know, a smaller scale every single day like we do on this show. Now, we don't hate cops. It's just that I dislike the amount of power that they've been given. And unfortunately, some police are going to abuse that.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts. We go to the phones. It's Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you again.
What's
good
on your
to
mind?
Hear from you.
Hey, to me, it's looking more and more like the Third Reich in this country. And to me, it's more of a mind conditioning of a society to prepare them for actual martial law. To me, what this is an actual partial martial law, if you will, of what's going on in this country.
Right, it's using the military, but you're not really using the military. You're using guys that look militaristic, they're dressed up like the military would be dressed up, but they're working for the police.
Right, it's how I imagine Nazi Germany was with the policing-type presence, with these paramilitary-type police out in force like this, but fortunately, we're not throwing an ethnic group into ovens, and that's what people are worried about when it comes to Nazi Germany.
What they're actually doing, too, is preparing us for actual real martial law, you know, and that where they tell you when you can go shop and what time you need to be in your house and everything.
I guess that would be the next step at this point, Jeremy, and thanks for the call tonight. As always, we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, if the police are everywhere and the police look like they're the military, then it wouldn't really be that big of a deal to actually replace them with the military. I mean, then you're just swapping one bureaucrat for another.
I don't see why they do that. Why not just turn the police into a military organization? Essentially,
what's
the difference? They're dressed like soldiers. They're carrying weapons like soldiers. They're essentially soldiers.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. If you're all right with this, if you think this is a good idea, these patrol teams, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com. SpyVilleDress.com. SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to SpyVille.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. SpyVille.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away. So enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals, like fire retardants and insecticides. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. You can try crib mattresses by them, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Our number again is 800-259-9231. Going to a little, kind of a fun little... story, maybe analogy, I'm not sure what you would call this, from Joshua Katz at LouRockwell.com called Don't Buy a Tiger. The other night while flipping through TV channels, I happened to see some tiger cubs being raised in captivity. Now, I don't care who you are. One thing you cannot deny is how incredibly cute a small young tiger cub is.
No, even if, anything that's young, any young mammal is cute.
Even if you're a dog person, they are adorable. So, given the cuddly nature of a tiger cub, why don't more people take them in as pets? Well, besides the fact that they are against the law to take in as pets in many cases, the answer is obvious. We've seen full-grown tigers, and we've seen the way a house cat wakes you up in the morning to ask for his breakfast. One such wake-up call from a full-grown tiger, and you won't be serving breakfast, you'll be dead. We've also seen the way cats show
you
affection.
Will be breakfast, eh? I mean, yeah. My cat, Senor Grouchy Pants, often shows his dominance over me by biting me. Mm-hmm. He gets corrected, but he can't help himself. Literally, he'll squint his eyes knowing he's going to get smacked and bite
anyway.
Me. Because he just can't help it. He has to. Like that's what's in his little grouchy genes. He's got to bite.
Same thing with my cat, Ravage. He tore my finger up over the weekend.
But he knows he's going to get corrected. I've seen you do it.
Yep. So as he points out, cats nibble on our fingers and they rub our legs with their paws. Again, we realize that we don't want a tiger doing this to us. So consider also the biological messages we send to pets. Given all the work we do for our pets, I would suggest it's clear the pets regard the house as their territory and put up with our presence simply because of the tribute we pay to them. That is, we feed them.
Well, they can't really get rid of us either.
So when a fresh, warm kill is on the table, the animals have a clear idea as to who should get into to bite into it first. With a house cat, this doesn't cause much trouble, as they can do little but sit and whine or attempt to jump up only to be pushed down. Eventually, they'll give up and satisfy themselves with scraps after the meal, which is plenty given their size. A tiger, naturally, would be less tolerant of the same situation.
Well, they don't have to be tolerant. They don't.
Might makes right for them.
Right. Well, in our case, it does, too. When it comes to animals, really, the reason that Senior Grouchy Pants doesn't, kill and eat us is because he's simply not big enough. At 22 pounds, he is a large cat. But I've still got him by quite a few pounds, and if he decides to get out of hand, he's gonna get smacked.
Right. It wouldn't stop him from tearing at your entrails had you actually met your own demise in the house, perhaps fallen down the stairs, and he might feed at you eventually.
At some point.
Right.
Once the dry, crunchy cat food's gone.
So, however, the reasoning that we just employed might not seem obvious to some people. Imagine that a loved one of yours has decided to take in a tiger cub due to the cuteness factor. You try to explain to your beloved the folly in this course of action, pointing out that inevitably that tiger is going to grow up. You even drag him to the zoo, plant him in front of a tiger exhibit, and exclaim, "See? That's what tiger cubs grow into. See the problem now?" Imagine now that he turns to you and says, "Yeah, but what does that have to do with me? That's a very large predatory cat. I'm only taking in a small cub." You try to once again explain the situation. "Look, the cat you're taking in is small now, but that tiger in front of you was once just as small. He grew up." Finally, your message seems to get across to your beloved friend, and you silently give thanks. He has seen the problem and seems ready to abandon his plans. Then, however, a smile creeps across his face, and he shouts, "Ha-ha! But there's a way to handle this. I'll simply demand that my cub not grow larger. In fact, I'll write him a contract explaining what he may and not do. I'll enforce the contract with the power of my newspaper. Surely I can discipline a small tiger cub this way, and he'll be contractually obligated not to grow up. Now, if he does grow up, I'll just hit him until he stops." It's likely that your next stop would be the loony bin. This is clearly a preposterous idea. One cannot simply demand that a thing not grow to its full size, and hitting a tiger with a newspaper is a Darwinian tactic for removing yourself from the gene pool. What if the situation were even worse, though? What if instead of one loved one, people all around you, important people in your life, were taking in tigers? All your family members began reporting to you that their adorable tiger cubs are just so much fun. In fact, they literally insist that you have a tiger, and forcibly place a tiger cub into your home, with strict instructions not to remove it. How long would it take before you stopped reasoning with such people and instead cut them out of your life, tigers and all? Yet clever people fall for far more dangerous ideas of the exact same form. In Philadelphia, a group of remarkably intelligent men came together to form a government. These men had seen full-grown governments before, and in fact, had just freed themselves from one. Yet here they were, feeding and nourishing a small baby government, playing with it, considering it so cute and adorable that they just had to have one.
You know, I'm sorry. I've got to disagree with this premise entirely. The men that came together in Philadelphia in the Continental Congress to set up the United States government, or at that point, I guess, is the Confederacy, the Articles of Confederation, I guess, still the United States. They hadn't seen a representative republic in the manner, certainly, but one hadn't existed since Greece or Rome, and those they could point to different reasons why they didn't work. We have a bicameral house, of course, and we have the executive branch, which enforces what the legislative branch, and then we have a separate and unbiased judiciary. You know, they set up a government that they felt had enough checks and balances in it.
No, they tried. They tried to tie it down.
So they weren't actually looking at a tiger. They were looking at another large predatory cat that they had never seen, that no one had ever seen before.
Yeah, you're going out on a limb with
I'm
that
not
one.
Going out on a limb.
Governments are governments, man. Well, they operate the same way. Whatever their setup is, they still use force.
That's what
period.
We say now. Okay, sitting back here now. But these guys felt like there needed to be a government. Many of them benefited from there being a government. I will definitely give you that. And there are people that benefit because of a large government. Mostly people in the government.
Yeah.
But sometimes people in corporations, they manage to set up sweetheart deals and that kind of thing. So I can see why they would have chosen to do what they did. I think that now we would have to look back, and I'm for repairing the republic that we have. I think that there's more
good
steps
luck
that
with
need
that,
to be
buddy.
Taken.
I thought you were for secession. What happened to that?
I'm for that, too.
Oh, okay, good.
I can't be
for repairing the republic. Yeah, well, I guess you could be for both, but secession seems a little more likely than actually fixing the federal government.
I don't know
government.
That either of them seem particularly
just
likely.
Just so you know, this tiger, the federal government, has now got a $3.1 trillion proposed budget from the Fed, so that I guess that just came out, that news today. Just that. We'll continue the story here because it's kind of fun. But their neighbors had to have one, too, and their descendants and their neighbors' descendants. They pushed this dangerous creature onto all these innocent parties with the assurance that they had instructed the baby not to grow. What's more, they provided enforcement mechanisms. The states could secede, they said, and even if that failed, clearly the people could enforce the contract. Here's your rolled-up newspaper. Good luck. As party leader Creedy taunts V in the film V for Vendetta, you've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns. Just change karate for newspaper, and we have the situation faced by a citizen attempting to bring a government back into line after a contract violation. The situation faced by a pet owner trying to bring his tiger back into line when the beast won't stop eating his legs.
Just so that you realize, this article is completely flawed. The whole premise of this article is flawed. There is a breed of cat called a toyger. T-O-Y-G-E-R, which is...
Is there?
Yes. So you can have a fluffy, cute little tiger of your very own.
How big do they get?
They're average cat size.
Really?
It's just a cat. It's a striped cat.
1-800-259-9231. You get the point anyway, Mark, besides the fact there's a toyger out there
somewhere. I'm sorry, I just don't. I think that the article's flawed. I think it's flawed.
Oh, you're so lame. More on the way. 800-259-9231. Talk about a party pooper. You can bring up anything. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the tiger here in moments and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
work, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then we invite you to shop with us at the store. Grab some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, including the Free Talk Live hats, T-shirts, hoodies, and more. Plus, you can learn how you can get a copy of Barry Cooper's excellent DVD, Never Get Busted, for free with your order at store.freetalklive.com. But the supplies on that DVD are limited, so get the details now and act as soon as possible. Store.freetalklive.com.
Need to lose some weight to impress that important someone on Valentine's Day? You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We're talking about what you claim is a bad analogy, and I agree, Mark. Obviously, it's not a perfect analogy.
It's not perfect,
no. But it's a fun story, and it makes an important point. And basically what Joshua Katz at LouRockwell.com is pointing out is that the government is not unlike a tiger cub, that inevitably it starts out as something you think you can control, something you think you'd be able to domesticate, but then over time it continues to get bigger to the point where it's threatening your very livelihood.
I can see that, but we don't need to have pets. There's no thought process.
We don't need to have government.
There's no overarching conversation in the world that makes people believe that they, or at least in America, people believe that a government is necessary. Would
sure.
you not agree?
They were raised by governments. Of course they believe that.
Okay. And I think that even when we weren't schooled by, the government system, I think people would have still said so. I think that people believe that in order to have a civilized nation, you have to have a government.
And it's fallacy. I mean,
I would agree.
That's untrue. The idea that in order to be civilized, you have to have a gang of thugs around is absurd.
I think that there's a lot of points on what you're saying. I don't know if I agree. What you're saying, there's a lot of good
points.
There's
nothing civilized about violence.
Okay. You're right.
Right.
But the government is there to protect you from violence.
But it's not.
The government
is institutionalized violence, so in order to protect you
many
from violence, it has to use violence on you, or at least threaten you with it.
Many people would prefer the threat of violence the government provides over the threat of violence that, they believe the gangs and criminals offer.
But the gangs and criminals are still there, even with the government. So it's an absurd viewpoint, and not based in fact or reality. Let me continue the story from LouRockwell.com. He points out that our founding fathers aren't to blame, however, for this government that we have. At least not primarily. The primary blame rests with those of us who watched the tiger grow and who could have intervened while it was still small enough but did not. As the tiger grew, it should have been clear to any observer that the supposed limits on tiger's growth were not working, and it would become with time a full-grown tiger and a dangerous threat at that. Yet with just a few scratches, it could have been removed from the home still. Now it's fully grown and can't be removed or even challenged. Attempt to take some food from it, and you'll feel its full wrath. Don't even think about asking it to change or to think.
Oh, by the way, there are people out there that train tigers and manage to live with them, and you know,
like Siegfried and Roy. One of them, what did he get slashed or bitten in the throat?
I don't know. Something terrible happened.
It doesn't always work out.
It doesn't always work out.
Despite that, our guilt runs deeper still. As we watched the tiger grow, not only did we not get rid of it, but we took advantage of each increment in size to request that the tiger do more for us. Ah, now you're big enough to get my slippers, we said. And when it was a bit larger, we wondered why our slippers had become food, and with time, our feet as well. When the tiger was big enough, we handed him our income and asked him to distribute it. And see, now it just goes into the realm of the absurd. Obviously, you wouldn't hand a tiger income. Anyway, we handed him our income and asked him to distribute it in the way he felt was more equitable. Not so surprisingly, we ended up with a lot of tiger food and not much else. Which goes to the reality check there is that when you give money to governments with the idea that, oh, yeah, you guys, you can give this to the poor, right? Well, turns out the bulk of it ends up going to pay the middle-class bureaucrats running the welfare program. So even the government programs that have the best of intentions to help those that need help end up really just enriching the bureaucrats more so than anything else. Beyond all the waste and beyond the wrong people getting their hands on the money. So, let's see, even less surprisingly, we also ended up with floors that only a tiger can walk on safely, but which are difficult for a human to cross. The tiger also spent our money outfitting the house with booby traps which catch humans, but which tigers are able to easily avoid. We took this all in stride and saw no danger in these developments. Noticing the tiger's large teeth and claws, we figured the tiger would be useful for settling debates with our neighbors. It bothered us that our neighbors carried guns, so we sent the tiger to go take the guns away from him. Never did it occur to us that now the tiger had the teeth, claws, and the guns. When economic growth wasn't as fast as we would have liked it to be, we asked the tiger to print out some money and give it out, but only to do so at the proper rates to speed growth without being selfish and enriching himself at our expense. The tiger laughed all the way to his bank. If we felt some businessman was being unfair, not extending himself enough to benefit us, or giving something away in a manner unfair to his competitors, we set the tiger after him to level the playing field. Little did we notice that now the tiger had tasted blood and hungered for more. Who's guilty in all of this? Is it the tiger for acting like a tiger? No, of course not. The tiger did what came naturally. We're guilty for giving all these tasks to a tiger knowing its nature. And we're guilty for having tolerated the presence of this tiger in our homes, and we're guilty for having relied on this tiger to harm others, but then complaining when the tiger finally came after us. 800-259-9231. And the reality of this today goes back to a story we talked about earlier this hour, and that is now the tiger in the form of this government, which keeps getting bigger. Again, $3.1 trillion now at the federal level. Last year it was in the $2 trillion range. They just keep jacking it up. So now we've got the tiger in the form of the police department patrolling the subway system with armed gangs of six men and a bomb-sniffing dog outfitted in Kevlar helmets, and it all happened because we never said no. At any point, no one has ever really stood up against this government.
Well, now at this point, it's difficult to say no.
You can't do anything. Right.
Well, you know, at what point, you know, you try to say no, what do you do?
That's what I was saying earlier.
I'm saying no right now to the roving bands of police officers and their dogs in the subway. I will not stand for it.
But exactly. What good is that doing? It doesn't do any good. There's no way to solve this problem by... I mean, you could stop using the subway, but eventually they're going to come into the streets.
Right. And, well, the problem with stopping using the subway is it doesn't hurt the police.
Not at all. They still get funded. So there's no, you're not sending a message to anybody by doing that.
Right, and that's the problem with not having, certain free market strictures on the government as it is.
Exactly. But that's not to say it's something that can't be turned around. What it will take is a large effort by a decent group, you know, a decently sized group of people. In this case, hopefully the Free State Project will be able to do it, because New Hampshire luckily doesn't have this sort of police state that they have in New York City and Los Angeles and, the southern border, for instance. We don't have that police state that we would have to deal with, so it would be a much easier starting point. But people are going to have to do something. People are going to have to get active. They're going to have to get out there and oppose this. How you're going to do it in New York City, I don't know. I think it may have gone too far, and I'm not sure if they'll ever be able to rein the state in there. I don't know if it's possible.
A person's voice is, is completely drowned out in the city of, well, it's difficult to even say how big New York is, simply because it doubles in size during the day when people are coming in to go to work, or more than doubles. I can't remember. Some number I heard 10 years ago was 17 million people during the day are in there, but only 6 million or something like that live in the city.
Instances of civil disobedience in New York probably wouldn't go much. I mean, they probably would go unnoticed for the most part.
They let that cowboy stand out there in his underpants and play a guitar. So, I mean, what kind of civil disobedience are you going to do in order to even get attention?
So in a smaller place like New Hampshire, like, you know, here in Keene where we live, an instance of civil disobedience would be the talk of the town. Everybody would know about it. It'd be news. It'd be an issue. People would be talking about the issues. I don't know if it's possible in New York City. If you think New York City can somehow be turned around, I'd love to hear your plan. Otherwise, we go to your phone calls and talk to April in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, April.
Hey, that's an interesting analogy, but I think that, you know, the whole idea that you're talking about government there, I kind of disagree. I think you're kind of talking about the story of nature versus nurture and this kind of ridiculous altruism. I think that's what the story of the tigers is really about. It's about, for an example, when we go and we spend millions of dollars in third world countries trying to teach these people to have democracies or to be able to run train stations and to be able to do things the way that we think are civilized. And then the minute that we leave, the country goes to hell in a handbasket.
Well, first of all, let me correct you on something here. And I'm going to give you time here in hour number three, so hang on, April. We'll bring you back. But I want to make a correction. We didn't do anything. We did not send money to those third world countries to do the things you described. At least,
but you know
I
what
did.
She means.
She means the government. Well, you need to say what you mean. The government sends money to third world countries, but it doesn't always go to do the things that they say it's going to do. If the government says, we're sending aid to so-and-so, you know, this, you know, the Congo or wherever it is they're sending the aid to, it doesn't go to the people that need help. It goes to the government bureaucrats. It goes to the thugs, the government people that are running government programs. It enriches them. It buys them BMWs and stuff. It doesn't go to feed the hungry. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.